Wendy Goulet with the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency joins us on the line, and Truth and Reconciliation Day is coming up on the 30th of this month on Friday. Wendy, thank you very much for joining us. Comments on the fact that Truth and Reconciliation Day, Orange Shirt Day, is being celebrated.
Yeah, we're excited to host our second event for the community in Peace River on Friday. 9 a.m. At St. Augustine Mission down Shaftesbury Trail, Ripside PRCC. We're having a pipe ceremony. We have a woman's pipe and a male pipe, and this is open to anyone in the community to come and take part. We just ask people come with an open heart and an open mind and come and sit with us. Then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we are doing an Every Child Matters walk from the Peace River Museum down to Riverfront Park. We're asking everyone to wear orange and come out and support our community with this walk. We'd like to do it in memory for the children that never made it home from school and the ones that did, the survivors that came home. We'd like to do that for them. Once we arrive into Riverfront Park, we have a lot of events that are happening. We have some keynote speakers Indian residential school survivors and day school survivors and first generation and second generation to talk about the intergenerational trauma. We have those people speaking, tobacco tie ceremony. We have Free Stew and Bannock. Cook'em Shack is coming in from High Prairie. They're going to be vending there. We also have a mini round dancing. We have children activities with the Peace Family Resource Network. They're going to be doing some stuff for the kids. We have Tim Hortons on site. We'll also be having a band. Nathan Cunningham of the Blazing Country Band will be coming, along with fiddling from Alex Kirstock and Donnie Larondale. And we're doing little workshops, porcupine earrings, bannock on a stick. You can come and bead a red dress pin or bead an orange shirt day pin. You can come play the bowl game with Lillian Whitehead. Dream catchers, making medicine bag pouches, Métis beadwork-inspired dot art. And we're also doing a community art project this year. We have these little tiles. It's like Project of the Heart tile. We have little tiles that we're asking community members kind of draw what they think reconciliation is or something for Every Child Matters. And we're going to put that together into a big art project. We have our Indigenous artist, Judy Ducharme, who's going to do something with the tiles and put it together, and potentially we hope to see it at the library afterwards. And for those that don't know, Judy Ducharme had painted the Every Child Matters sidewalk that's right by the Treaty 8 Monument. We're really grateful she did that, and it's awesome to have that.
Truth and Reconciliation Day has been done for a couple of years now in Canada, I guess, specifically in the Peace region. How much has been learned and how much needs to be learned in your mind about the Orange Shirt Day, the Truth and Reconciliation, and the residential school system itself?
For me, I think what needs to be learned more about is the TRC calls to action. More importantly, probably the first 46. I'd like to see how, you know, community members are going to take a read and learn them and maybe start applying some of the stuff themselves. I do think there's a lot of work that needs to be done. We hosted two public blanket exercises yesterday, and our numbers were a little bit lower than what we would have liked for the community. We need to see more professional people, such as yourself, people like that, to come and take part with the blanket exercises. The blanket exercise is a script that was done by Kairos. They did that in 1995, where they started making the script, and they came together with the church, various church groups across Canada, to show the true history of Canada from an Indigenous lens. So it kind of highlights the stuff that in what happened with settlement Canada, like how these things impacted Indigenous people. So what we have done locally is we have taken an Indigenous localized lens, and we adapted the script to our area. One of the things that we've noticed in this area is a lot of people come from outside areas, so they're not really familiar with our history, local history. So if you come and attend one of those, it gives you a localized view, and it gives you some awareness for our area. And hopefully, you know, it starts changing some of the biases that we have out there in our community. And just gives people, so people have that empathy to understand where we're coming from, I guess, or
When it comes to this, is everybody going in the right direction when it comes to knowledge, when it comes to learning about it, when it comes to healing?
I think so. I think there's a lot. I guess I'm hopeful for the future. I know a lot of the youth in our communities through the school system, they are learning a lot more about the true history of Canada, how it impacts Indigenous people with having this part of their, curriculum where they're learning things, and the schools are active partners. They're going and, engaging with community to have knowledge keepers come into the schools and share history and share teachings with them. So I think that's going in a good direction. And I'm happy that we do have this day. I'm hopeful that one day that Alberta will recognize this as a holiday, also September 30th, and give the respect to the, the Indigenous community, the Indigenous residential school survivors, and acknowledge that some of those things that happened to our families is stuff that can't be undone. The impact is something that we all live with. My dad went to residential school, and we live with the, the impacts of that, loss of language, a loss of culture. It's stuff we're reclaiming, and I think that's one of the things we definitely want to highlight with our events on September 30th is the resilience and the reclamation that we can reclaim these things. We can reclaim learning stuff about our culture. We can learn our language. We have knowledge keepers alive with the language. My dad speaks Cree still, so we can, there's all kinds of, there's ways that we can overcome it. We just want to highlight that resilience. We're still here. Great.
Wendy Goulet with the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency, talking about Truth and Reconciliation Day. Wendy, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and hopefully we'll see you on Friday. Come with an open heart and an open mind.